His phone buzzed again. He stepped away and spoke quietly, his back to us. After a moment, he snapped his fingers and said, "Glau, get on the computer. The auction is closing in 5 minutes, and there's always a last-second rush. We'll need to verify an account." He turned back to the phone. "No, unacceptable. A numbered account only. I don't trust those people at PayPal." "Hey," I protested, "are you selling me on eBay?" Crane winked at me. "Ironic, eh? Though I confess a bit of surprise. How do you know what it is?" "I read," I told him. "Ah," he said. "Glau, computer." Glau nodded, but said,
"These should not be unwatched."
"I can see them," Crane replied, irritation in his voice. "Move." By his expression, Glau clearly did not agree with Crane, but he went. I licked my lips, struggling to think through my headache and anxiety and a solid lump of despair. There had to be a way out of this. There was always a way out. I had found ways out of desperate straits before. Of course, I'd had my magic available then. Damn those manacles. As long as they kept my power constrained, I would never be able to free myself, or Rollins. So, moron, I thought to myself. Get rid of the manacles. Get around them. Do something. It's your only chance. How? I muttered out loud. I don't know a damn thing about them. Rollins blinked at me. I grimaced, shook my head at him, and closed my eyes. I shut away the distractions and turned my focus inward. It was easy to imagine an empty place. Flat, dark floor, illuminated from above by a single light, shining without apparent source. I imagined myself standing beneath it. "Lashio," my image self said quietly, "I seek counsel." She appeared at once, stepping into the circle of light. She wore her most familiar form, the functional white tunic, the tall, lovely figure, but her golden hair now appeared as a waist-length sheet of deep auburn. She bowed deeply and murmured, "I am here, my host." "You changed your hair," I said. Her mouth flirted with a smile. "There are too many blondes in your life, my host. I feared I would be lost in the press." I sighed. "The manacles," I said, "do you know of them?" She bowed again. "Indeed, my host. They are of an ancient make, wrought by the trollsmiths of the Unseelie Court, and employed against those of your talents for 1,000 years and more." I blinked at her. "Fairies made those?" I was dimly aware that, in my surprise, I had spoken the words aloud. I clenched my physical jaws shut and focused on the image me, briefly wondering just how badly cracked my engine block was going to get by trying to keep track of my own personal internal reality, in addition to the actual threatening reality where Rollins and I were in deep trouble. Hell, for that matter, I supposed it was entirely possible that I already had snapped. It wasn't as though anyone but me had ever seen Lashio. Perhaps, in addition to existing only in my head, she was all in my imagination, kind of a waking dream. For a minute, I thought about abandoning the wizarding biz and taking up a career that would let me crawl under rocks and hide professionally.